You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's Friday night encounter with Stockport County. Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be heading to Broadhurst Park to hear how FC United got on in their Derby League match with Stockport County from Friday evening, but before that it's time for this week's club news. FC United returned to Broadhurst Park for their first league match of the season on Tuesday night, as FC hosted AFC Telford United in a 0-0 draw, a result which saw Carl Margison's side move up the table to our customary position of 11th, and still unbeaten going into their weekend encounter with Stockport County. In other club news, it has been announced that the August Bank Holiday Monday match at home to Darlington will be an all-ticket match, following police advice. A more formal announcement will be made on the club website this coming week, but at time of recording, the club are planning to start selling tickets to members only, one ticket per membership, on Monday the 15th of August. Elsewhere, the draw for the Women's FA Cup was made this past week, and FC United will begin their first ever campaign in this prestigious competition on Sunday the 18th of September, at home to Bolton Wanderers in the second qualifying round. And lastly, for this week's news, FC United's Soul Night at Broadhurst Park will return in September for its second outing. Doors open at 7:30pm on Friday the 2nd of September. And will feature a night of classic soul and Motown with Philly Grooves, with classic 70s disco with a touch of Northern Soul and ska. If that's up your street, advance tickets are now available from the club reception, membership stall on all home match days or via the phone on 0161 769 2005. So make sure you book this week. To the weekend's football now, and on Friday evening, FC hosted local rivals Stockport County. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how the boys in red got on, but before kick-off, Ben caught up with a couple of spectators in the crowd.
So we're now joined pre-match by the wonderful, sensual Neil Boothman. Hello Neil, how are you?
It's sensual, wonderful, but yes, that'll do. I'm fine, thank you.
So what have you made of the season two games then?
I think we're holding our own, if you'll pardon the expression. I think realistically, you've just got to look at it long term. We're 2 points in front of where we were last season, and that puts a smile on my face.
Well, I jokingly said on Tuesday night, it's Evo Stick Championship winning form, because obviously we started that season with four draws. Going into this one, though, against Stockport County, it's a different beast altogether, this, isn't it?
It's a tricky one, but then again, we know we can beat them because we did it at their place last season, so they're not... they're not the huge name that they used to be, and we've just got to not be overawed and just do our normal pass and move, and I think we should be fine.
What are you expecting tonight then? What are you predicting?
I think we'll beat them away and they'll probably beat us at home like they did last season. But anything better than that will be a nice bonus.
And there's no women's game this weekend, obviously, because just the way the friendlies have worked out. Burnley next week.
Yeah.
But there's been, we can now reveal that Warrington Wolverines will start our league campaign here at Broadhurst Park on Sunday the 4th of September.
Yes, we will be at home because we've got a bye from the first round of the FA Cup, and that'll mean that we can play Bolton in the second round on the 18th of September. It should be a very tough match, but it'll be here, so it'll be in front of, it'll have to be on the main pitch, so it should be a good day.
Thank you, Neil, and enjoy the evening.
Absolutely.
So coming along the back of the main stand here, it's amazing who you bump into, celebrities of all people. And we're now joined by Phil Brennan, editor at large of the Non-League magazine. Hello, Phil. What are you doing here?
I'm just watching here in the football. No, I'm here. I'm doing a bit for the magazine. We're doing a couple of features on, as it happens, a couple of your younger players here. Well, FC's younger players. We're going to do one to watch. But I'm also here for the non-league paper, so double page spread. So it's nice. I get paid for being here.
Who are the young players that you're here to watch then?
Well,
if you don't mind divulging.
On the bench, because that's my look. No, basically, we're doing a new feature in the magazine this from last month called Ones to Watch, and we just sort of look at players that we've had a look at during the pre-season. Kieran Glynn and what's his name, Gilchrist.
Yep.
And I watched them at Mosley and I thought they were outstanding. Really, they're gliders.
Yeah, they are.
Both play football so fleet-footed. I'm not surprised to see him on the bench in a game of this sort of stature, but I would imagine at least one of them will come on. And I was really impressed. And I spoke to Kieran outside, and it's nice because early this in the season, call it one to watch. Come the end of the season, I could be very smug and say, "Do you remember?" Or I could be going, who's he?
Just a quick mention for the magazine itself. Last season, a bit of a step into the unknown with it, really. I saw it at a couple of Manchester Football League grounds. I saw it here being delivered. And it's grown, hasn't it? And now you've got Vanarama involved, and it's getting quite popular.
Yeah, well, it's been a labour of love, really. You know, we've kept it going when, I suppose, a lot of other magazines would have shut down. But we really believe in it. And luckily, we've got a good readership, and with the help of Vanarama, we've grown that massively with the last issue. It's the first one that's actually sold out. Normally we have a couple of hundred left for subscriptions or additional subscriptions, but we haven't got any left at all, which is it's good for the magazine, but it's not good when you want people to buy them all. But it's growing. You know, I think the thing that we get asked a lot is, why do we put so much in it? But you know, there's a lot of football to cover, so, and we, not being a stats magazine, it's sometimes hard to find that story that's not been told before. But
I think the best thing about it is the way all the pages are colour coded for each club you're doing. Well, that's quite good, I think.
That's for me, so I know which so we know. Yeah, I mean, it's little things like that. Like you said, they're important, you know, and we do that on purpose, because there are people who, I know what I'm like. If I buy a copy of 442 before I go on holiday, I flick through it and I know that which ones I'll read first, and I'll read the ones that appeal to me most, and then I'll go back and read the ones, you know, that I've paid for, I suppose. So yeah, that's a conscious decision that we want people to know that, yes, your level or your team or whatever, it's in there, so have a quick look and then read that and then go back and read the rest.
And to subscribe to the magazine, where do people go?
www.thenonleague.com. Nice and simple.
Thanks, Phil. My prediction for tonight?
There'll be goals. I'll be surprised if there's not goals. I think it'll be a fairly high scoring game, and I know the last game here was 0-0, but I was at Stalybridge on Tuesday, and County will do pretty much what they did here last year. They'll attack, yeah. They'll soak up pressure, and then they'll counter attack. And I think in Meppen Walter, a lot of people will look at him and think, oh, he's a bit big, he can't play. That lad's got a fantastic left foot on him, and he'll open, you know, he's got the proverbial can opener, as they say. I got that one in early, didn't I? Early on in the season. But yeah, no, I was impressed with certain parts of Stockport's play on Tuesday. I have to say that without Ben Hinchliffe, who I've been saying, and a lot of us have been saying, yeah, is the best keeper outside the conference, without him in net, I think Stalybridge would have won the game comfortably, because first half he made three superb saves when it was still 0-0. And he made another one just after Stalybridge had equalised. So if he's on his game, you know, FC have got to find the net well, because he's a good keeper. But I think FC have got it in them to score a goal. So I think it'll be... I'm looking at probably 2-2, I think. I think it'll be a draw.
Well, Phil, good luck with the magazine, and enjoy your evening at Broadhurst.
Thank you very much.
To the football itself now, and with unbeaten FC United looking to gain their first 3 points of the season, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willers for a match report. Marv.
Goal! Goal, 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 goal! Thank you, Cockers. FC did indeed take their first 3 points of the season in front of 3,030 supporters at Broadhurst Park on Friday evening. Goals were scored by Matty Wolfenden on 33 minutes and Nathan Lowe, who made an instant impact as he replaced Sam Sheridan on 86 minutes. Here's the goals.
Carnell clears his lines. Only as far as Wolfenden, it's over his head though, and Duxbury can get it, but he clears it only as far as Sheridan. Sheridan now on the ball, infield to Kay. Kay can turn, there's room out here if you can find Chantler, and he does. Good play from Kay. Chantler now crosses this ball in. Oh, it's to Wolfenden!
Yes!
What a goal! What a ball from Chantler, and Wolfenden is there on the 6 yard line. In it goes, a comfortable side foot on the volley. It's ain't looking easy.
Well, that confused the defence because the ball sailed over the head of the first striker and Wolfie was further deeper in the box. And the first time shot on the volley, found the corner. Terrific finish by Wolfie.
Only Matty Wolfenden could have finished that one. It was proper class act.
And strangely enough, it's round about the same time that Rory Fallon scored against them here last season in the same match.
33 minutes on the clock here, 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. A cracking ball from Chantler and a cracking finish from Matty Wolfenden.
We've got another substitute.
And it's Nathan Lowe coming on. And this is the third substitution for FC. Going to be interesting who he's going to take off here, because I wouldn't take off any of the midfield, to be honest.
You mean just bring a 12th man on?
I wouldn't bring on a midfielder, is basically what I'm trying to say. It's a free kick anyway to Stockport County, just inside FC United's half on the far side. Going to be taken. It's lofted. It's high in the air. It's headed on by Clark, and Chantler picks up the second ball and plays it to Gilchrist, who helps it forward to Sheridan. Sheridan crossing into Stockport's half on the right side. That is a lovely ball to Jerome Wright on the far side. It's just beyond him though. Oh, that was beautiful though from Sheridan. It looked good.
He's won a throw though, right? Yes. In the corner. And unless somebody's worn out here, I wouldn't make a change, but we are making one.
Yes,
I think this, the 11 that are on the pitch now, see this out.
Sheridan.
Sheridan's coming off.
I don't think that's the right decision. Sheridan's coming off with 5 minutes left to play. And you just see that pass he just picked out there for Wright.
It just worries me that, you know, we were 3-2 up at Chorley and we started bringing the young lads on and we didn't see it out.
Yes.
You know, that's a worry for me. I think sometimes you need a bit of experience to see games out.
So, it's a throw-in to, going to be taken by Jerome Wright. So, Nathan Lowe is on for Sheridan. Jerome Wright's going to take this throw-in by the corner flag. In it comes, it's cleared, headed down by Kay into the box, and it breaks to Lowe.
Oh,
what a cross! Nathan Lowe, after I've just said he shouldn't be coming on, has just whacked it and scored.
Wow, the young lad has made a name for himself big time here.
That was superb, wasn't it?
86 minute, and he's hammered it low into the corner, and even the goalkeeper of Inchcliffe's class could not keep that one out. And that's 2-0.
The 12th of August, 2016, the day when I say, I'm sorry, Marger. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
That was an astute change. What an impact.
Just mark down the time. That was 9:29. I apologise to Marger. I'm sorry. Nathan Lowe.
It took him
spent how long?
40 seconds.
40 seconds. 2-0, FC United of Manchester. 3 minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park. And
the Stockport fans are screaming out.
Thanks, Marv. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Friday night's game.
And that, dear listener,
had enough.
It's full time here at Broadhurst Park. And it's finished FC United at Manchester 2, Stockport County 0. An unbeaten Stockport County coming into this game with a 100% record. Rightfully, with a reputation in the first two games for being a class act, Jim Gannon with tactical nous. It all started off badly though in the terraces, with the bar scarf being torn down. That riled the fans in the St Mary's Road end and in the main stand, and that translated onto the pitch. And my goodness, did some players turn up tonight. Ecclesley turned up,
Chantler.
Sheridan turned up, Chantler turned up, Winter turned up, and bloody hell, Scott Kay.
All four of them.
Scott Kay tonight was absolutely immense. Tom Greaves chased down every single ball from the front.
The goal in the first half from FC United came from Matty Wolfenden,
who also put a lot of graft in.
Oh, absolutely. The ball from Chandler was absolutely world class. Right in there, towards the back post of the 6-yard box, from a really clever angle. And Wolford just slots it home on the volley, side footed into the other corner. Superb.
And we're talking about a quality goalkeeper here in Stockport's net, who's highly regarded. And at 1-0, we had some scary moments. But then, you know, Margie starts his substitutions, and we're thinking, is it the right thing to do? Is he playing the right cards? Nathan Lowe comes on. He needs 40 seconds of his introduction to kill the game off with a second goal. And what a strike. Again, outside the box. And it flashes low into the corner, and even Hinchcliffe, a goalie of his quality, couldn't do anything about it.
Absolutely. And we then rode out the first half. The second half, well, they've changed the tactics slightly, Stockport County, but the determination, once again, and Ashworth was a bit, in the first half. Ashworth was well on it in the second half, we have to say. The substitutions were made. Sheridan, who's been absolutely amazing all game with his passing, with his dogged determination, with his spirit. He's got a red face running around so much. They take him off. They bring on Nathan Lowe. I say, don't do that.
Yeah.
What happens then, 20 seconds later, Paul?
Well, it was 40 seconds. But, yeah, I mean, it was... I think Stockport have had a severe examination of their promotion credentials tonight, and they've fallen short. They've battered us for the early stages of the game. They've not got anything out of it, and gradually FC have had a foothold in the game. They've increased their control of the game, and the players are rightly celebrating on the touchline now. They put in a really hard shift tonight to win this game.
And you know what else, right? It's not like it was a fluke. The chances we missed. We're talking the Sheridan chance.
Sheridan hit the underside of the bar. Yeah.
The Jerome Wright, where Hinchcliffe does a proper world-class save.
Yeah.
Right, to palm it away from point-blank range. We've been on it tonight in a way that I've not seen for a long time.
We've raised our game for this, and we have to do the same at Salford, I guess, on Tuesday. We have to match Salford similarly, because they're going to come at us, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've brought some good quality into their team, and we're going to get another test there. But what a marvellous 3 points tonight. You know, well worth the 3 points as well.
Absolutely.
I think the club are absolutely bouncing at the moment as the fans go home.
It's just I don't know. The scarf thing has really, really annoyed me.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone could tell that, but it really has.
Yeah.
It was like proper needless.
It was. It was just vandalism.
Small time.
Yeah.
Proper.
It's not done them any favours.
No. Stockport County, you can tell, are a class act on the pitch.
Yeah.
Jim Gannon's created a team there which is going to do well this year, no doubt about it. But if the fans wind up the opposition like that, then, you know, you're going to make it hard for yourself. It's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
So we're going to wait for some interviews. I'm pretty sure some people are going to be walking past shortly. We're going to be on air till 10 o'clock this evening. We've got Baleary Cultures Radio coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, as well as Digital Dance Floor at 11 o'clock this evening, and Lady Lexus Reggae Show at midnight. Bit of reggae at midnight, just to make you all happy. That's
well,
right.
I think a lot of FC fans will be still buzzing when they get home tonight. They won't be going to sleep early.
That was entertaining, wasn't it?
I have to say, Darren,
yes,
I've not been that... riled really, since I was annoyed about the bar scarf.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you noticed this. To begin with, Stockport County, obviously they're coming into this with a hell of a reputation just after two games, and rightfully so. There's some cracking players here. And you know, to begin with, it was looking a bit maybe it's going to be a bit too much.
Yeah.
Then the bar scarf incident happens, the crowd get up all of a sudden, and then the three players in midfield, Winter, Sheridan, Kay.
Yeah.
My goodness, they were proper, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, we always say, Ben, don't we, that the crowd are our 12 man, and I think if anybody needed any proof of it tonight, that was it.
It was amazing, it really was. And everyone raised the game, really. I mean, I came out of the first half saying that I think the one up front might actually work.
I'm gutted I missed that, Ben.
But yeah, that's because Tom Greaves was on it as well, and he was just amazing too. I mean, what did you make about the whole performance, really?
Listen, from Dave Carnell right through to the subs, and the subs that didn't even get on before the game, the lads were up for it. You could see it in the warm-up, you could see in the dressing room, you could see before the game. They were all just focused and ready for the challenge, to be fair, Ben.
And it bodes well for Salford City, because we're going to need a similar kind of uphill performance there. Do you agree with our kind of analogy that this was like a cup match in a way, where Stockport County were maybe in a different league, and we really did beat them with blood and guts this evening?
I think, like I was just saying then, the lads before the game, we heard a lot of shouts of come on boys, this is a derby, this is our patch, we need to make this a fortress this year, and we need to make this where people don't fancy coming. And I think they took a big step in the right direction tonight, the lads. They've made it. People are going to stand up and look at this result and think, oh, well, maybe FCR, you know, a decent team at
it
home.
It wasn't like, you know, we were out of our depth at all. We should have murdered them, really, with the Sheridan chance and the Jerome Wright chance.
Yeah, and Scotty Kane in the first half. You know, normally his first touch is spot on, but
some of the through balls from Sheridan.
Yeah, that's Sam, isn't it? We know he's a footballer, and that's why he's here. We want footballers. We've got that philosophy that we want footballers here. And I think even the lads at the back, Ashley and Eckers and that, can play football. But the philosophy has won through tonight.
Let's talk about the two goals.
Yeah.
The Wolfie one, I think he's up there with, you know, it's world class nearly, wasn't it? The ball
itself was fantastic.
The ball was right on your playbook, really, the curl on it.
Well, not with my left foot, no, but the right foot, maybe. Chance of saying at half time, but that's my only decent cross of the season, so I'm making the most of it.
Finish though, as well.
But yeah, Wolf has not even had to break his stride. The ball was fantastic. The play leading up to it was fantastic. And just to finish it like that was, that's Wolfie, isn't it? He's just, he can do that. He can do nothing for 60, 70 minutes and then pop up with something like that. So
now, at 27 minutes past nine this evening, Sheridan picked up the ball here. He was looking a bit red-faced at that point. And he did a pass, which I thought, oh, God, that was brilliant. That was to Jerome Wright. It was like a switch ball all the way to that corner flag. It was a brilliant pass that only Sheridan could do.
Yeah.
And then the substitution board goes up, and I said, no, don't take Sheridan off. Because I said, don't take a midfielder off. Those three have been immense all night. You don't want to ruin it. Yeah. Don't bring on the young lad, for God's sake. What are you doing?
Yeah.
40 seconds later, I'm having to go on the radio, 9:29, and apologise to Carl Bardison and the rest of the coaching staff. So please pass on my apologies.
I will,
But what a strike that was as well.
Yeah. Listen, Nathan's only just come to the club, but the kid has got technique, football brain, two fantastic feet. You wouldn't really say whether he's predominantly right-footed or left-footed, honestly. And funnily enough, in the warm-up, he joins in with the strikers, and he can whazz a ball in, and he never hit the target once. And then when he did that tonight, first one I turned out to was Culks, and we were both laughing about it because he couldn't have hit it any sweeter, to be fair. But it was a great layup from Jason as well. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever lads. They've had a good upbringing. They've been at decent clubs. They've worked under some
fantastic people. Was it both Burnley or Burnley and Blackpool?
Both Burnley. Yeah. So, like you say, they like to play football, don't they? So the lads are fantastic. Every one of them. Even the lads, like I say, that didn't get on. The lads like George was in there tonight at half time, building them all up. After the game, you've seen it. They're all on the pitch, shaking each other's hand. We've got a good dressing room, a good squad, so long may it continue.
And it's nights like this that can really bounce you on. And as we said, Salford City away at Moor Lane, Jono and Bernard there.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Are you looking forward to the touchline that night as well?
I've known Jono and Bernard for years.
During a football match. They're very different people.
Yeah, they are. But they're passionate, aren't they? They want the club to win, just like we do. Maybe not as what's the word I'm looking for, Ben, help me out, maybe not as forceful as they are, should I say, but we'll go there with good heart after tonight, and obviously see what the results are tomorrow. Touch wood, we've got possibly no injuries tonight, maybe a couple of little nicks, but nothing that's too bad.
Dale Johnson didn't start, didn't make the final 15 against Telford due to, we saw him warming up.
Yeah.
Maidley's just a week off, we reckon, or a few days off now from
There's a couple of them. Like Dale's missed a bit of pre-season, Sam's missed a bit of pre-season. So they're a couple of weeks behind the lads. But as you've seen, what Dale brings to the party tonight.
Absolutely.
He's a big, strong boy, and he holds the ball up well and brings other players into play. And I think at the time it was the right thing to do because it got us up the pitch. Again, like we spoke about Tom the other night, it's not his game. He'll work tirelessly for you. He always does.
It was a different game to that, and it's what we were picking up on at Telford. Yeah. The second ball, it's Kay. It was Winter and Sheridan. They were there picking up the ball.
Yeah.
Greaves doesn't have to win those headers. He just has to be there, doesn't he?
Yeah,
to
make
put
a
them
nuisance
off.
Of himself,
and it's the second wave that's important.
As long as there's no free headers, right? You're right, Ben. It's spot on in there. It puts us on the front foot, and if we play on the front foot again, like we said tonight, we look a different kettle of fish.
Well, Daz, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
I might interview Margie in a minute or two, but do pass on my apologies.
I will.
Won't get that from Swampy. Swampy would kind of cover it over.
Yeah, of course he would. He glazed it over.
And expect me to edit it out of the
final.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it in.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you, Daz.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers,
so
mate.
I'll see you on Tuesday at Moor Lane.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. So you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you love the people, the Armchair Armour, and I am now all on my own. Oh, how sad and depressing. So I look around to see if I can see anybody to interview, and yes, am I going to get Margie to come upstairs? I basically want to do an on-air apology to Margie. I feel like I owe him an on-air apology for my commentary. And Margie is coming up the steps, so don't you be going anywhere. As I said, at 10 o'clock, Baleri Culture's coming on, which is a guest mix this week from one of the Greek islands, which I'm sure some of you people down with the kids, I'm talking to you, Paula Penn, will be well up for. And we're now joined by the man himself, Carl Mardison. Firstly, Carl, I don't know if Daz told you, but I've got an on-air apology to make to you. I was convinced that taking Sheridan off at that moment in time was the wrong move.
Well, that's why you're still up here and I'm down there.
Yeah, exactly. 40 seconds later.
Yep.
Nathan Lowe. What was it? Is it just faith in Nathan Lowe's abilities to come on? Because this is a big game, and
they wouldn't be here if they couldn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be here if they couldn't handle or need to handle that kind of thing. So when I said, I just said, you know, he's pretty similar to Sam, and that was a reason for putting him on. Really, Sam was. He had a fitness test beforehand, but he held up, but he just looked a little bit tired, so I thought some fresh legs would help us, you know, see the result out. And then obviously he's popped up with that great strike.
You must be really proud tonight of the players. They've acted in a very dogged, determined way. There's some class acts in that Stockport side, like Montrose, who didn't get a sniff tonight because of Winter, because of Sheridan, because of Kay. It's that midfield trio. We said it in pre-season, that's going to be pivotal for FC this season, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's also, I've just been saying, you know, the performances are built as well round the squad, and players looking, you know, over the shoulder at some people who are possibly pushing them for a start and things like that, you know. So we have got a decent squad, so I think it's more a case of making sure we keep our feet on the ground and, you know, keep that, because it's all about work rate. So we keep that work rate going, and you know, if nights like this are what we enjoy.
And it certainly was enjoyable. I was saying to Daz, I've not been this rattled at a football match in Rochdale, to be honest. Mainly because of that scarf incident. But the whole game, it's a derby. It's very important. Salford City then on Tuesday. This is another really important match. Salford City aren't the club they were 5 years ago, where it was like two people turning up.
Yeah.
One of them was me. It's a big deal, this match now on Tuesday. How are you going into it?
The same as we do for every game. You know, we'll draw confidence from the performance and the work rate tonight, and I'm sure it'll be, it's going to be another tough game on Tuesday night, you know, but it'll be different to probably what we've witnessed tonight. They're very strong going forward, they've strengthened in lots of areas. we'll go along, we'll give it our best shot, and then we'll see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Well, Cal, thanks for coming up like that. That was superb.
Cheers, man.
And once again, keep making those strange substitutions. That paper look a bit weird, because that one was marvellous, wasn't it?
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, thanks, Cal. Just let me read some of these tweets that have come in. Superb performance from our men's first team tonight. An unbelievable atmosphere from the fans. That's from women's team coach MP. Thank you, Mark, for your tweet. The New York City branch has been in touch to say, that's it, 2-0 final. FC United are victorious at home against Stockport County. A special thanks to FCUM Radio. I do have to apologise for getting a bit annoyed, but there you go. So just let me read some of these other messages that have come in on the... I love reading the match day update, Fred. And I know, Paul Le Pen, you should, as I said, stick around, because there's some Down With The Kids music coming up, and... You know, you could teach people in Douglas and Peel, you know, that kind of music. It'd be good to get some kind of dance culture going on in the Isle of Man. But anyway, I've rambled on enough. This has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. We'll be back on Tuesday evening, live from Moor Lane, for Salford City against FC United of Manchester. Don't forget, don't go anywhere. FCM Radio is on air at www.fcumradio.co.uk. Have a look at the website. It's a beautiful thing, with beautiful DJs, with beautiful presenters, and me doing stuff. It's great, really is. Have a look out for Manchester Football League Weekly as well, which is out. That's the first week of the season reviewed as well. And Evo Stick NPL Show is also out. I am now officially rambling. This has been FC Live. Goodbye.
FC Live there from Friday night, and with that win, FC United headed up the table to the dizzy heights of second. But there was, of course, matches played in the league on Saturday afternoon, and to hear those scores, it's now time for this week's Marv Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and welcome everyone to this week's Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And following Saturday's results, FC United find themselves in fifth position, still unbeaten, and 2 points from top spot. At this early stage of the season, relegated FC Halifax Town topped the table on goal difference after recording their second win against nine-man Worcester City at the Shea on Saturday afternoon. Tamworth have 2 wins and a draw from their 3 matches after a 2-1 success at the Lamb against an AFC Telford United side who have picked up only 1 point to date. That came against FC on Tuesday night. You're welcome, Telford. As well as FC, Harrogate Town, Brackley Town, Salford City, Darlington, Gloucester City, AFC Fylde, Altrincham, Bradford Park Avenue and Chorley have all yet to taste defeat this season. A 90th minute Damien Reeves header denied Harrogate all 3 points as they shared an entertaining 2-2 draw with Alti. Gloucester earned an impressive 4-1 home victory against Gainsborough Trinity, while Brackley's good start to the season continued with a point from their long trek to AFC Fylde's brand spanking new Mill Farm ground. It's so shiny and new. Salford, fellow newcomers Darlington and Chorley have all only played twice to date. The Amis, though, haven't had far to travel on Saturday, and they inflicted a second defeat on hosts Stalybridge Celtic. While Darlington, who came up from the Evo Stick North Premier League with Salford, also hit 4 at home against a Boston United side who have started poorly with 3 successive defeats. Bradford Park Avenue took on another side playing for only their second game, Nuneaton Town, at the Horsfall Stadium and shared a 1-1 draw. Chorley earned a point from a goalless draw at Kidderminster Harriers, while Curzon Ashton recovered well from conceding 10 goals in the opening 2 games to record a good 1-0 win at the Impact Arena against Alfreton Town. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Stay safe and stay beautiful, Manchester. Good night, good luck, and thank you. That's me, Marv.
Thanks, Marv. FC United are in action twice this week with 2 league matches, starting on Tuesday evening as FC travel the short distance to Kersal to take on Salford City at Moor Lane. This is an all-ticket match, so if you haven't got your tickets sorted yet, then why not tune in to FCUM Radio? They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30 p.m. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's back to Broadhurst Park as FC United host Worcester City. This match is a 3 o'clock kickoff and is pretty straightforward if you want to attend in person. An old school pay on the gate. But if you cannot make this game in person, tune in to FC Live from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, right here on your very own FCUM radio. And that's it from me for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.